Vayter and Shas, we are in Dav Chav Tes, picking it up on Chav Chesem and Beis by the last Mishnah in the parak. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days in the Sukkah, we're talking about Sukkahs, Adamos the Sukkasu Keva Beis Arai. Should make his house, the Sukkah is the Keva thing. Rashi says they should be the Iker Dira is in it. And his house that he has, that should be Arai. If he has to go in, it should just be a, for temporary purposes. Now, Yardug Shamim, if rain goes and falls, when is he allowed to go in and when is he allowed to leave the Sukkah if it starts raining in it? Mishatissa Chamikpa. When the Mikbah starts to get disgusting. Rashi says, "Mishitiskalkal mikbah kol tafshil kafoy lo rech v'lo av kori mikbah." Any sort of tafshil which is not wet and it's not thick, it's called mikbah. We could call this something like oatmeal, which is like kind of like it doesn't move like a liquid, but it's not like a solid. It's like that in between gooey type of stuff. Mishitishach hamikbah, if it rains so much into your porridge, to your oatmeal, in a way that it goes and it messes it up, then that's when you can leave. Mushal, they gave a mushal to this. Lamaya Davar Doma, what is it compared to? When it rains on Sukkis, which is not a good thing, it's considered a simin klala. When is this something which is, Rashi is a klala? It's mushal le'eved sheba limzo kos l'rabu. You have an eved, a servant is coming to pour a cup for his master, and limzog is maziga, usually means with wine, he's pouring wine. B'shavachal kiton apanav, and he goes and he pours the kiton, which is the pitcher, he throws it on his face. The Gemara is going to get into, who is it talking about over here? Does it mean that the servant throws in the master throws in the servant? The Gemara is going to end by saying it's in the master throws in the servant. It's like Hashem is throwing the water in our face. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan kol shiva sayamim, Adamos the sukkah sukeva beis arai, he should make the sukkah into the keva, and his house should be arai. Ketzad, how does he do this? He has nice kalim that he should bring in, nice beautiful utensils of sorts. He should bring them into the sukkah. Matzos knows if it's nice sheets, like things that you like sleep on, then also you go ahead and malin sukkah, bring it to the sukkah. Ochel v'shosa matay v'sukkah, you should eat and drink and chill out and hang out in the sukkah itself. Minani mili, where do we know this from? The Tanur Rabbanan, teishvu kain taduru. Teshu, right? But Sukkah is Teshu Shivas Yamim, and we know that Teshu is Kein Taduro, just in the way like you live during the year, so to hear. Mikanamu, from here they said, Kol Shivas Yamim, Osa Adam, Sukkaso Kavau, Beis Arai. From here they said that we should make their Sukkah into the main thing, and their house should be Arai. Ketzad, how do you do it? Like we said, how you locate Noi, Malin, the Sukkah. Matzos, no, smile in the Sukkah. Ochel Vashuzim, Matai, the Sukkah. Umashanin, the Sukkah, you should also Steig in the Sukkah also. Rashi points out, we would think at this point that means like in depth studying should be done in the Sukkah itself. Says the Gemara, is that really true? V'omer Rav, Rav says, Mikra umasna umisna b'mitlilasa. The Mikra, just Chumash, and mitlilasa is in, and the other one is misna, it's like Mishnah. That stuff that you can go, that should be done in the Sukkah. Rashi says, these are things which are shkur of peh, things you know by heart, b'mitlilasa, it's talking about the Sukkah itself. Mikra and misna b'mitlasasa, those things, mikra mishta in the sukkah, v'tanoi bar mitlasasasa. And tanoi is talking about, Rashi says, a shastu svar l'troach. You have to get basically in-depth learning and understanding of the logic and whatnot. That should be done outside of the sukkah, in a place where it's more spacious, you can relax. And Rashi says you have good avir, which is going to help your mind to be able to think. You should be outside of the sukkah. What's going on? So says the Gemara, which one is it? Do you learn in the sukkah? You do not learn in the sukkah. So it says, lo kashe, nishkan kashe, ha b'migras, ha b'yune. One was talking about migras. When, in other words, when we said the fact that you should be learning in the sukkah, that's talking about migras, when you're nice, lighter learning. And the other one, when he says that you should do it outside, that's talking about yune, when it's yun stuff. Deep turn the page. Chafta Samaralf says the Gemara, ki ha de rava, I believe. Yeah, Yod de Rava. Verami, hold on, the Mesos Shah says, Tzarech Lomer, de Rava, Verami, V'chein Hetik, Ubahe, Shechabarabane. Okay. Yod de Rava, Verami, Barchama, like over Rav Chama, ki avu kaimi mikmeid Rav Chista, when they would go and they'd be in front of Rav Chista, ma'ate b'gemara b'hadei adadei, where the first thing they would do is they would go and they would read through, Rashi says, that which they heard, davar ploni aser, davar ploni mutter, like the easy stuff they would run through. Bahadur me'ayne, and then they would get down and dirty into it, right? Me'ayne v'svara, they would get the logic with it. Rashi is my time u'shadavar v'im yesh la'ashiv klum, how to say back to it, the two different types of learnings that would go on. So, Zakta Gemara Amar Rava. Rava comes and he says, Mani Mishtei b'mitalasa. Mani is talking about kosos. Mani Mishtaya means kalim that I used to drink. Kosos that you could leave in the sukkah because they're not most, they're not disgusting to leave them there. But Mani Meichlei, but kalim for Meichel, for food, bar mitalasa, it should be outside of the sukkah because that's grois to leave it in there. Once you eat from it, you should take it out of the sukkah. Chatzba v'shachil bar mitalasa. If you have these different types of kalim, Rashi says chatzba is a kad, it's a pitcher made out of cheres that they would take the water from. Vishachil is a dali, a bucket shall eat, made out of wood. These things that had the water, that should be something that's put outside of the sukkah because it was, again, not like a cup or something like that. You leave it outside the sukkah. Ushraga, but a candle, but matalasa, you can go and you can keep it in the sukkah. Rashi says the ner shel cheres. You can keep that in the sukkah. I v'amrla bar matalasa. Some say that the candle should be outside. Let's see. How do you deal with it? Inside or out? V'lo pligi habasukkah gedola. Sukkah gedola, you can keep it in. Habasukkah getana, but when it's sukkah getana, which is zayin tfachim, then it's zayin tfachim. Then you shouldn't. It's also to keep it inside. Zark the Gemara Viter Yardu Shabbat. We said what happens if it rained. How much does it have to rain in order to leave it? If we said if it messes up their cereal. Tana. We learned in the Braisa Mishetisach Hamikvah Shel Grisin. What are we talking about? This is talking about of Grisin. This type of porridge is made of grease out of beans. Rashi says Mimaheris the Kalkal B'Shabbat. Even a little bit of rain, it messes it up. So therefore, you can go in as soon as that's going to get messed up, that amount of rain. Abaye, Havaka Yosef Kameh, the Rav Yosef, B'matala. So Abaye was sitting in front of Rav Yosef in the sukkah. And what happened? Noshav Zika Ka Maise Tzivusa. Rashi says that this means, what's Tzivusa? Tzivusa is Ksamim Shashach. It's like the splinters of wood from the Shach that they came and they fell off the sukkah and they, you know, there's a big wind, the Nash of Zika, and it brought down those pieces of wood and they fell into his food. Amalul Rav Yosef says, Panali Mani Melchi, bring all my kalim out of here. I'm out of here. Amalei Abai says, understand, when the mikra gets all messed up and there's just a little bit of wood, what's the big deal? They ain't messing nothing up. What's the big deal? Let's take it out and go. Amalei says, since my mind literally means is, I can't, as like an, what do you call that, Lushan? Like an istinus. Like he can't function with it. I can't deal with it. Therefore, I'm very finicky of the sorts. Therefore, it's kemisha tisach hamikvah damile. It's like it messed up the food for me. So therefore, I'm out. Tanu rabbanan hoy olcha b'sukkah. Person eating the sukkah. V'yardu gesharim starts to rain. V'yard, and then he goes and he leaves. Ein matzriachin oso lalos ad sheyikmar sudasa. They have to be matzriachim to go back until he finishes his meal. Like you gather everything up, you go down, you sit down, you start eating your meal, and then it stops raining. Okay, everyone back in the sukkah. Answer is no. You can finish the meal and then go back in the sukkah. You have to go in the middle. This person is sleeping in the sukkah. V'yardu gesharim starts to rain. V'yard, and he leaves. Ein matzriachin oso lalos ad sheyeor. We don't matriach him to go back until yeor. Now, yeor literally with the aleph means until it becomes light. Question is, what did they mean? Because if I just say it without you reading it, does it mean with an aleph, with an ayin, until it gets light or until he wakes up? As if it's until it gets light, okay, until the next morning, then he could say that if he woke up in the middle of the night, he could still say that until the next day. What if it's until with an ayin and he wakes up, then he has to go back right away? Yibayul came and they ask, Achayeh, with an ayin or with an aleph? Toshima, toshima, baba. Achayeh or v'yala amad ha-shachar. Until it becomes light and it becomes amad ha-shachar. In fact, the Gemara, huh? What do you mean? Yeor sounds more than Amadashachar. Amadashachar is just like a first rays. Yeor means it's already light out. It means it's much later than that. So which one is it? You just gave two times. Tarti. How do you end up having two of those times coming at the same time? Ela Ema, better to say, Ad sheyeor with an ayin v'yala Amadashachar, until he wakes up and it's Amadashachar, which means it has to be that you wake up at Amadashachar and then you have to go back. But if you woke up earlier than that or you're sleeping still by Elos HaShachar, if you didn't wake up yet, then you can just wait there until you wake up. You don't have to wake the guy up. Mashallah David Dome. What's it compared to? So we said like the thing that's thrown in the face. The question is, who was it? Ibai Lu. Mi Shafach Lami. Who poured the water on whose face? this wine in whose face. Tashima de tawa babanya. We lived in a brisa. Shavach lo rabo kison alpan. It means that the Rebbe, the Rav, the master, he put it on his face. The Amar lo efshi b'shimushcha. I am not interested in your shimush, and you helping me out over here. I want you out of here. So it's a way of the Rebbe Shalom basically saying, you know, you ain't doing such a good job. We have Moshe Farashi says, "Klomer shekasham yordan l'sukkah, hakol yotzin v'nir she'enikos bel chafetz she'nishtamish l'fanav." It's according to Tainus. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. That's not true. Why did I just say that? Tanra, blah, 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 none. Bisman shachama loke. At the time that the sun gets the smackdown, it gets malka, so to speak. We're going to understand this to mean like an eclipse. A solar eclipse where the moon comes and blocks the sun a little bit. So at a time when you have such a thing, Bisman shachama loke. Rashi explains what Shaykh is we're talking about this. He says, Bisman shachama loke, mishum da'iri hocha b'simani klala. You know, when it rains on sukkahs, therefore, nakatla, we go and brought other ideas that are similar to this idea. Bisman shachama loke, the time the sun gets a smackdown, literally that the sun gets blocked by the moon, it has a solar eclipse. Simon ra'la chol olam kulo, it's a bad thing for the entire world when such a thing occurs. Moshe l'mad avadoma, what is it compared to? L'melech basav adam sha'asa suda l'avadov. You have a melech who makes a suda for his people. V'niach Panas of them, he puts a lamp in front of each one of them. Calls him, he gets angry at them. V'amr lav them, he says, "Tol panas mipneim ol shivim mechoshech." Take the light from in front of them and let them sit back in the darkness. Rashi says, "Kach shachama loka enim ir kolkach." So, too, when the sun is black, it doesn't give as much light. So that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us a smackdown to the world. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kolzman shema oros lokin. When any of the oros, which means the different things that give light in the sky, and we're going to see this, it means other than the sun, but like the moon and the stars. Simon Rallis on AMC Yisrael. It's a bad thing for Klal Yisrael. Because they are used to getting the smackdown. Rashi says they're used to many types of Puranias that come to the world because of the Jewish people, and they know that, oh, it's probably us. We're probably the ones that caused such a thing. Says the Gemara, a mashal sofer, Shabbat lebesa sefer utsubi. Although it's a mashal for a sofer, which is a Malame Tinoko, someone who teaches kids. And he comes with like a whip in his hand, Lahakos, Rashi says, to give a frasca. That's the kids are misbehaving. Me dog, who gets nervous over here? Misha Rugil Lilkos Bechol Yom Vyom Hu dog, the one who usually gets a smackdown every single day. He's the one who's more nervous than anybody else. So too Klai, so we know that we've gotten a lot of smackdowns over the years, so we start to think like, oh, this is bad for us. Tana Rabba Nun Bizman Shachamalok. At the time when the sun gets a smackdown, Simon Ra Laovdi Kuchavit, it's bad for the Goyim. Levana Loka, but if the moon gets a smackdown, then Simon Ra Lasonim Shayisrael, otherwise known as a Yidden. Mibnechi Yisrael Modim Levana. Because we count by the moon, we go by the lunar calendar. They go by the solar calendar. Loka b'mizrach, let's have it gets when it's in the mizrach, it gets a smackdown. When it's in the mizrach, siman ra l'yoshiv mizrach. It's bad for the people living in the mizrach because it's over their heads. B'marav, when it's in the west, siman ra l'yoshiv marav. B'emsarakia, when it's in the middle, siman ra l'chol olam kulo. It's bad for everybody because it's over everyone's heads. Panav domin l'dam. Let's say the sun starts to look red. It looks red like the Ladam, like blood, then Cherev Bali Olam. It means that Cherev, that there's going to be literally sword, which is coming to the world, like some sort of war or something like that. Lasak, when it looks like sack, Rashi explains what that means is Asoi Minutza Shall Ezim, who Dom Lashachor. It's very similar to black. It's made a bag made out of goat's hairs, which is dark, looks like black. And Chitze Rav on the Olam, it looks like it means that there's going to be Chitzim or arrows or all of hunger are going to come to the world. It means there's going to be some sort of rough, some sort of famine. Rashi explains that what is that? Because the person, Machshirin Panim, when someone's hungry, their face starts to turn black when they're like starving. Lazol Lazol, let's say it happens to both that it became like red and black, then cherev vichitzi rav boing the olam both. Loga beginos kinisasa. If it gets malchus, in other words, it gets a smack on the sun when it's on its way. The lashon of the gemara says is bikinisaso. It's entering means when it's entering to go down b'shkia by shkia time. So then peronu show lavo means that the bad things are waiting to come, just like it waited until sunset to show itself. So too, it's on its way, but it's waiting. Vitziasa, but when it's coming out, don't always in the morning. The Maharisol means it's going to come quickly. V'yishalmi mechilat tvarim, some explain just the opposite. Rashi explains the pshat over there. Laka b'kinisasa arvis peronis b'maharisol, it means it's coming quickly. That's just like kishem she'ein lo shehus l'shamesh. I'm sorry, when it's setting, it didn't have any time, and it happened like so right away, it becomes the night, so too it's going to come quicker, and the morning is going to come later. V'yilcha kol uma v'uma sheloka she'ein lo Heha Lokima. There's no nation that gets a smackdown that it's God, but literally doesn't mean it's God. It means Shara Hamelitz Beida Baada. It's a Sarah. Eloheha, Rashi says Sarah means it's official. There's an official over every nation that's Melitz Baada that fights for it. Kigon Samael, who Sar Shal Esav, the Sar of Esav is Samael. And when Esav gets smacked on Samoa, does also Shemar v'chol Elohei Mitzrayim es Hashvatim. I'm going to do judgments for all of the quote unquote gods or powers of the intermediaries of all the other of Mitzrayim. I'm going to do judgments with them. Ubezman sheyisrael also mitzvot shamakom. But let's say the Yidden are behaving the way they're supposed to behave. They're living the way Hashem wants. Eim Yisrael mikol Eila. Don't be worried about any of this stuff. The sun kind of stuff that doesn't affect you at all. Shemar v'pasuk says Ikol Amar. Koamar Hashem el derech hagoyim al tilmadu meosas hashemayim al teichasu ki yechasu hagoyim heim ha. Hashem says el derech hagoyim al tilmadu. Don't learn from the ways of the goyim. Meosas hashemayim, the signs of the heavens, al teichasu. Don't be scared of them. Ki yechasu hagoyim heim. Only the goyim should be scared of it. Doing the right thing, don't be scared. Ovikachav yechasu vin yisrael yechasu. Only the goyim should be scared, and the yidden shouldn't be scared. Tanu rabbanan b'shvil arba dvar mechamer. There are four reasons why the sun will get loco, will get the smackdown, will be covered, will become darker. Al av bezdin shemesh ve'inu nispat kalacha. Rashi says there's no shaychus of why this is connected to those things, but this is what it is. Lo shemati tamadavar, he says. But an av bezdin, and he dies, and they didn't do the proper hespedim for him. Val naira murasa shetzalka be'ir ve'in moshe'a lav yivna murasa, a girl that she's taking advantage of outside of the city, and nobody goes, and she cries out, but nobody helps her. Ve'al mishkav zachar, ve'al shnei achim shenishpach damen ke'achan. We have two brothers who died at one time. That's going to cause these things to happen. Ubishvil abar dvarim oros lokan, of four reasons why the oros, like we said, the stars and the moon. Rashi spells this out explicitly. This means yorech v'kochav, because we just said this on a minute ago. Al kosle plastar. Kosvei plastar, someone who write things that are fake. Rashi says starts mizuyof, and mizuyof is a forged document. Mekivse ama l'shem dofi al adam lichto v'shmo mashalot tziva. Person writes something in someone else's name that he didn't actually say. Val meide ed sheker, someone who's ed sheker. Lies in his testimony. Val megadli behemad daka ber tesal, someone who goes out and they raise a behemad daka. And it's Israel. What does that talk about? Behemadaka means something like goats or sheep. And the reason why it's us to do it's Israel, because it's hard to watch them. And Rashi points out that what's going to happen is they're going to go and they're going to destroy other people's fields and lands. Vakotse ilonas tovos. Somebody cuts down a good tree. They cut down a good tree. What does that mean? A good tree? It means ilonas tovos means like a fruit tree. Rashi says, Vafilu hein shalahen, even if it's yours, because you're destroying it, and it looks like you're kicking with Hashem, the bracha that he gave to you. So you're destroying a fruit tree. Oshilar ba'ar dvarim nichnis nichsei ba'ile batim nimsarim l'machos. There are four reasons why the property of certain people will given over to the machos. They'll lose all their property. Al mashi shtaris purim, those who hold on to a shtar that was already paid up. So therefore, you have an IOU and you don't go ahead and you say, you have a shtar that says, God Friedman owes you money, and then I pay you back, but you don't get rid of it. Rashi says, the reason you do it is in order to get back from me again. You want to get twice. You want to double dip on me. Almashi shtaris perim, so hold on to that. You're going to lose all your property, chalila. Vamave beribis, someone who lends money beribis. That's talking to a Jew. You lend with ribis, you're going to lose it also. Beep, turn the page. Chavtesim abeiz val shah. Shal shahaya sipik biyadam limchos lomichu. Let's say you have the opportunity to go ahead and be mocha biyadam of other people the way that they're behaving. Rashi says that means shel baile baitem alalo limchos biyad over averus shabadorim. You're a rich guy, and you can go out and be mocha and help change the ways of the bad people in your generation. Should deframe the shmayim. People listen to you because you're rich, and therefore people go out, they're scared of you, and they're not going to object. So if you have the opportunity to go out and help and change people, and you don't, bad news. Va'al sheposkim tztaka b'rabim ve'in nostim. And a case of a person goes ahead and they say that they're going to give money to something, but they don't end up giving. Rashi says, we're going to give the pledge a certain amount of money, but they end up not giving it. Ooh, eventually, Chalila, a person is going to lose all of their stuff. Rabbi Sai, make sure you pay those pledges. For a reason, the property of Balabatim will be lost completely. This is going to be lost. That's taken by the government. You're going to lose that. It's going to be destroyed or finished off or just disappear. This is if you hold back paying someone, if you owe somebody money and you don't go and you pay them, bad news. And someone who outright, Rashi says, legamri gazel schar, you just steal his, you know, you don't pay him, you steal it. You take off any sort of responsibility from you and you give it to everybody else. And gaiva. The person goes in his misgaya and he rules over people because of his wealth. He's like, look at me. Eventually the money's going to be all lost. Can I get kulam? It's compared to all of them. Avabanavim. But when it comes to a person who's an anav, who's humble, except the pasuk says, "Va'anavim yirshu aretz," they're going to inherit the land. Vis angu al rov shalom, and they're going to find pleasure in much peace. Hadrin alach hayoshen. If you've been with us long enough, you know we got to keep our word. We said Hajjan al Chadoshin, so let's do that. Take a look at Chafam Abayz. The Mishnah says hayoshen tachas amita basukkah. Someone sleeps under the sukkah. Lo yotze, but then we have Yehuda says we used to do it, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you can't do it; it's no good. All right, now that we reviewed that, we're done, my friends. We're going to stop over here. Wishing everyone a great, great day.